I've been here all night, I've been here all day. Boy, you got me walking side to side. I've been here all night, I've been here all day. Boy, you got me walking side to side. And this song is about soreness after sex. Not mental soreness, that's the most common type of soreness after sex. Oh no, why? Why did I do that? But in this case, actual physical soreness you feel after sex, in your genitals or asshole, that's what this song is about. Some songs you'll find are about hope and rainbows, but this one's about the soreness you feel in your genitals or asshole or mouth after sex. And the worst soreness I had after sex was a few years ago now. I had sex with someone. And I was a bit sore in my ears. not really, just keeping it light. I was a bit sore on the tip of my penis and had a little something that could have been an STD. So I went to a sexual health clinic and I waited with the other legends. I went in to see the nurse and he sits me down and he starts a small talk. How are you? Fine, thanks. But it's a strange feeling you don't get in any other scenario. You know, unless you're clubbing in Ibiza, you think, well, I've only just met you, but in less than 3 minutes, you're going to be groping my penis. And I'm sure he wouldn't have put it like that, groping the penis, but there was the usual questions, you know, when's the last time you had sex? And how many sexual partners have you had recently? You know, what are you doing next Tuesday night? Do you want to go for a drink? That's all the preamble, obviously. He just wants to see my penis and see what it is. This is his job, looking at penises. And he knows his penis stuff by now. It's his job. Just show me the penis. And this is the interesting bit. I'm sitting next to him and he could quite easily say, okay, now's the time, big boy. Let's have a butcher's at this Red Raw. Magnificence. But he can't, can he? Because there needs to be a transition. There needs to be a transition between, right, you're going on holiday this year to get your cock out. So he says, okay then, go over there. This is a tiny room. Go over there, like a meter over there. I'll draw this pathetic curtain. And then I'll draw your penis. No, I'll draw the curtain. Then if you can take your pants off, he says, take your pants off. And he didn't actually say that. He said, just get your penis out. you don't have to take your pants, you don't have to get naked. Just open your flies, get your penis out. He knows his penis stuff, as I say. Anyway, he says, go over the, like a half a metre over there. I'll draw the curtain, get your penis out. And then I'll undraw the curtain and have a look. Ridiculous, isn't it? Why? Why this ridiculous charade? Why this... He has to have a transition. It's between, you know... In this situation... In fact, I'd say in all situations where seeing your penis is on the cards, let's get it over and done with. Straight away. You know what I mean? It's first date. Let's get it over and done with. So many things stand and fall on what the penis looks like, you know? Most dates, you know, and certainly the STD clinic. So, he has a look, and I was worried about nothing. I didn't have an STD. My penis was just Red Raw because, and I think I'm remembering this correctly, he said, I must be a legend. He notes down on his little card, legend, with the red end, and I was out of there. And that's it. That's the story. What do you want? Stories about hope and rainbows. Stop with this ridiculous preamble. This ridiculous charade. And let's just have a look at the legend.